Have you ever found yourself wondering if some people are just, I don't know, inherently built differently when it comes to navigating the wild world of emotions? Like, are certain personality types simply wired to be more empathetic or maybe better at keeping a cool head under pressure?
It's a really common thought, isn't it? That natural curiosity about ourselves and others.
Exactly. And it taps right into our topic today. We're doing a deep dive based on a really intriguing prompt from an excerpt called Astro-Emotional Intelligence, Fire versus Water Signs.
Okay.
And the source material, it does something pretty bold, actually. It just asks, straight up, fire signs versus water signs, who's got the better emotional intelligence?
Right. Just puts it out there.
Yeah. Now, before we even think about trying to answer that, let's be super clear about our mission here. This deep dive isn't about finding a definitive winner from this one sentence.
No, definitely not with just the question itself.
Right. Instead, we're going to sort of deconstruct the premise of the question itself. What does it really mean to ask something like this? What assumptions are hiding in there when we try to compare these, you know, really broad categories on such a complex human trait?
And what's immediately captivating, I think, is that framing, the boldness of asking who's better. Because when we talk about emotional intelligence, EI, we're usually thinking about a whole collection of skills, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things like self-awareness, really knowing your own feelings, and self-regulation, managing those feelings, especially when things get tough.
And empathy, too, that ability to connect with others' feelings.
Absolutely, empathy. And then the social skills piece, how we handle relationships. It's such a rich, multi-layered concept. It's not like asking who runs faster.
Yeah, you can't just put a stopwatch on it.
Exactly. So trying to measure it, let alone compare it across huge categories like astrological signs, well, that's a real challenge.
So given that our source just gives us this one kind of provocative question.
Yeah, it's very pointed.
Our exploration today is going to be less about hunting for an answer that isn't really there in the material and more about like sharpening our own critical thinking.
Precisely. This deep dive is about understanding the implications when people do make these kinds of comparative claims about really subjective, complex parts of being human.
Okay.
It's about looking under the hood of a question like this, even if it pops up in, say, astrology, which can be more informal or exploratory. It helps us think more carefully.
That makes sense. It's a crucial distinction because on the surface, it sounds like a question we could answer. Maybe we all have some idea of what emotional intelligence looks like.
We do. We have our intuition.
But like you said, it's not a simple score. So let's try and peel back the layers here. When we hear a question like, who's better emotionally, fire signs or water signs, quote, what are those first thoughts, the sort of gut reactions that might come up?
Mm.
And maybe more importantly, what information would we actually need to even start answering that in a meaningful way?
Well, it forces us right away to grapple with a basic problem. How are we defining better emotional intelligence, especially with these huge archetypal categories like fire or water signs?
Right. Better for what? Better in what situation?
Exactly. I mean, think about the classic associations. Fire signs, that's Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, often seen as passionate, enthusiastic, direct.
Yeah, fiery.
Their emotional expression can be really vibrant, brave, right out there. You know, an Aries jumping into action, a Leo with that warm confidence, a Sagittarius being openly optimistic. People often see them as emotionally maybe courageous or upfront.
Okay, that paints a picture. And then the flip side, you've got the water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, and they're often pegged as the empaths, right?
Mm-hmm.
Deep intuition, super sensitive, maybe almost psychic sometimes in picking up vibes.
That's the archetype. Cancer being nurturing, Scorpio being intense and perceptive, Pisces being compassionate, imaginative, often seen as emotionally wise or deeply connected.
So you have these two very different kind of powerful emotional styles.
Precisely. But now here's the crunch, the better part. Is a fire sign's quick, honest expression and maybe faster bounce back better than a water sign's deep empathy and intuitive understanding, even if that water sign might get overwhelmed sometimes?
Good question.
Is better about expressing everything openly? Or is it about skillfully managing emotions, maybe keeping them in check when needed? Is high empathy the goal, or is it rock solid internal calm even when things are chaotic outside?
Yeah, the criteria just missing.
It's totally elusive, and it really depends on the context. So trying to make a straight comparison becomes incredibly difficult, almost impossible, without defining those terms first.
That's so interesting because without those rules, it's not just comparing apples and oranges. It's like you said, maybe comparing an apple tree to a river.
Yeah, something like that. Both vital, both complex, but valued for totally different reasons.
And the source, just by asking the question, really highlights how much we bring to the table. Our own biases about what good emotional management looks like, you know?
Absolutely. If we don't have a clear shared definition of what better EI actually means in practice, especially for these broad sign categories, then any answer is just, well, it's mostly guesswork. Pure speculation. The whole framework you'd need to even start answering is massive. What specific actions are we looking at? What outcomes count as good?
Right.
And our source, by being so blunt, just leaves us staring at that empty framework. It makes us realize how many assumptions we carry when we ask for better or worse about personality stuff.
You're totally right. It's like the question itself is this clever invitation to examine how we define and measure something as slippery as emotional intelligence. But then there's the other side of it, fire signs and water signs. What assumptions are packed into using those labels in the first place?
Yes. That's the other critical piece.
We talked about the general vibes, the archetypes, but they're still archetypes, right? Not like scientific categories.
And that is a crucial distinction. Astrology offers these compelling archetypes, these general tendencies. For a lot of people, it's a really useful lens for self-reflection or understanding others.
Sure.
But they are generalizations. They cover this enormous range of actual people and experiences. So to then layer on top this idea that one whole group definitively has better emotional intelligence, well, you're stepping onto shaky ground, logically.
Yeah.
It sort of hints that EI is this fixed thing, rigidly tied to your birth chart, instead of what most psychologists see it as, a set of skills you could actually develop. And that varies wildly from person to person, whatever their sign.
I think we all know people who totally break the mold of their supposed sign, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You could easily meet a fire sign person who's incredibly thoughtful, empathetic, amazing at keeping calm. Nothing like the impulsive stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
And conversely, you might know a water sign who really struggles with getting overwhelmed or finds it hard to say what they feel, even though the archetype suggests deep emotional wisdom.
Exactly. The categories are just too big, and people are too wonderfully diverse to make these kinds of sweeping, definitive claims. It really speaks to how much we humans crave simple boxes sometimes.
We do like neat categories.
We do. But this is where the real value of exploring this question comes out. It pushes us to think critically about the assumptions underneath any comparison, especially when it comes to subjective human stuff where everyone's different.
Okay.
So when you encounter a question like this, maybe the most insightful thing isn't to scramble for an answer that probably doesn't exist in a simple form. It's to really poke at the question itself. What beliefs is it built on? What would have to be true for this question to even make sense?
So we're kind of questioning two big things here. First, this idea that emotional intelligence is like a ladder, where one group can just be higher up than another.
Right, that linear scale idea.
And second, the assumption that astrological signs are these super reliable predictors of how everyone under that sign behaves emotionally.
Exactly. And yeah. If you genuinely challenge those two core ideas, the whole comparison kind of, well, it starts to dissolve, doesn't it?
It really does.
It's not about saying astrology isn't useful for personal insight. Not at all. It's about applying that careful, critical thinking to any claim that tries to measure and rank complex human stuff based on really broad generalizations.
That makes so much sense. And that principle goes way beyond just astrology.
Oh, absolutely. Think about all the ways we categorize people. Temperament, demographics, you name it.
Any label, really.
Any label. The lesson is appreciating the immense complexity of each individual person. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it reminds us that real understanding usually means looking at specifics, at nuances, at individual stories, not just relying on the big, broad strokes.
Mm.
The question, even though it's simple, becomes this great tool for cultivating that appreciation for complexity. It's like asking, who's a better athlete, a swimmer or a runner?
Right. Better at what?
Exactly. Better at speed, endurance, strength. In what context? A marathon, a dive. You need specifics. And we need that same kind of complex individual view for emotional intelligence.
That's a fantastic analogy. This whole deep dive really just shows the power of one good question, even if it seems basic at first.
Yeah.
It doesn't hand us an easy answer about fire or water signs, but it gives our brains a really valuable workout in critical thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being given a puzzle where the real point isn't finding the one right piece, but understanding how the puzzle itself works. It makes you a much smarter consumer of information, especially the kind that tries to neatly box up human experience.
Well put.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, look, we haven't crowned a winner in the fire versus water science EI debate.
Nope, no trophy today.
Because our source material, very cleverly, just gave us the question. Instead, the whole point of our chat was to really explore the nature of that question. What does it challenge us to think about regarding both emotional intelligence and astrological categories?
Mm-hmm. It's about looking at the conceptual ground, the foundation that such a comparison tries to stand on.
And maybe seeing how shaky that ground actually is.
Yeah, perhaps. If we zoom out again, connect it to the bigger picture, what we've really done is think about how we react to these comparative questions about really complicated human traits.
Right.
It's a powerful reminder that emotional intelligence isn't just one thing. It's not a single score. And judging better or worse needs a really deep, nuanced look at context, how emotions actually show up for that person, their specific life, not just relying on big generalizations.
So the value isn't in the answer, but in the thinking about the question.
Exactly. Prompting us to look past the simple answers and embrace how rich and varied people actually are.
And hopefully that's the real takeaway for you listening. We hope this deep dive gives you a fresh angle on how to approach those intriguing questions about personality, about human behavior, whether you find them in astrology or psychology or just watching the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about asking deeper questions about the questions themselves, recognizing when maybe an inquiry isn't just looking for a fact, but is designed to make you think, to spark real curiosity.
And maybe here's a final thought to leave you with, something that builds on this. Perhaps the true measure of emotional intelligence isn't found in trying to rank groups as better or worse based on archetypes.
Okay.
Perhaps it's actually found in the unique, the evolving, the really valuable ways that each individual person, regardless of their sign, regardless of their basic temperament, navigates, expresses, and comes to understand their own complex emotional world.